Mr. Game here, at your everlasting service. I'm here for your edification, elucidation, and your education. Here's the situation. I run a game of numbers. Though I'm not a numbers man, I inspire and sell confidence. Don't laugh. Confidence determines the direction of the markets, and there's nothing in the world more important than money, especially if it's yours. We are here tonight, but this is an international hustle, baby. It has played out many times across time and space, and it's not specific to any language or race. It takes on different flavors according to people's taste, but always ends up in the same old place. Since we here like to talk about freedom, that subject will set tonight's pace. I want you to sit back and hear me out. What I show you will eliminate all doubt. I'm a gourmet chef and a short order cook, the author of a best-selling book called Leap Before You Look. For the first time tonight, I'm going to give you the opportunity to buy into the method for pursuing what we all call democratic freedoms for yourself and for resolving nasty, stressful conflicts with others. I teach you through this timeless game, but you will learn just the same. That's right, a game played by me, Mr. Game, and you, oh glorious people, complete with a wild card, which I will choose for you when the time is right. This game tests your aptitude for accepting the revelations and democratic opportunities I will make available. If you embrace these concepts and emerge with your sanity, vanity, and humanity intact, you will be awarded some very liberating prizes. You all are so great. I'm sure there will be many winners here tonight. Lest you think I'm a happy rhyming fool, this is a game that took Solomon to school. I'm your host, but no TV star. Though we play, the subject is war. But the point is power. Pure power. And only power. It starts with a predilection for absolute slaughter. Become a call for order. It ends with the opportunity for greatness, wealth, and fame for all time. Beat them. Make them work to increase yours, defile and control their sexuality, ruin their experiencing of life, and birth them into shame for what was done to them in the name of a righteous God. Redefine their place in history. Teach them that they deserved all that was done to them. Corrupt their children by rewarding them for their aptitude and regurgitating their pathology according to your narrative. And finally, sit right down and entertain yourself with their mocking and shaming themselves by singing and dancing about it. Well, that's just too much fun to go undone. There it is. It's the rebound after the beatdown. The hump on the brown round, and the green you lost, I found, is ever funky, and it's all the way low down. Did I tell you that my number one hustle is winning? I am a winner, and everyone loves a winner. Even the losers of a very bitterly fought war will try to join the winners, and y'all are all winners. You are the greatest people in the world. And we, together, are the best ever.